Black gold. Snow blew in yesterday and is falling earthward, softly. Big sloppy soft flakes hit a diesel power plant that runs all the rig lights and equipment. Touch hot metal and turn to water on contact. Snow covers the roof of the mudlogger's SUV, and dark Midwest prairie mud is tracked inside the geo-hut. Near Winkelmann, Nebraska, it takes us a couple of wrong turns before the new caterpillar-bladed road is found, and we see a lit-up oil derrick in the middle of a farmer's cornfield, a section of Nebraska farmland. Oil is under our feet. When you drill in this area, you have drilling history, some clues, some seismic data. Oil men are trying to reach layers of sand that have oil, permeability, and structure, with enough pressure to push the black gold to the surface. In old tycoon days, gushers exploded into the light of day, and hardened drillers smiled and wiped black streams off their faces with oil-soaked sleeves. There are still good finds to be made, but the easy stuff has already been pumped out of the earth. In the geo-hut, the guys look at samples, pore over maps with highs and lows of nearby wells marked, and contour lines for the entire area surrounding this well. Without money as incentive, nobody in their right mind would do this. By late tomorrow, we will know whether we have anything or not. Most black gold is found in places people don't live, can't live, or don't want to live.